We're here with Chris Broderick, who is the CEO of Core Street. How are you today?
Good. How are you today?
I'm good. Listen, we want to get your insight quickly on, you know, what are the trends you're seeing out in the marketplace? It's been a very long year, a lot of developments. What are you seeing happening now that's different from last year?
It does seem like it's been a long year so far, doesn't it? Well, at Core Street, our focus is in credential validation solutions, and our primary customer demographic is U.S. federal government and state and local government. So from the standpoint of our buyer community, we see, in fact, an acceleration in spending around cybersecurity initiatives as well as physical security initiatives that are largely driven by executive order or legislative mandate.
Mm-hmm. We're seeing many of the same things. I think a lot of people are looking toward the government in terms of their anticipated spending. How is Core Street really approaching these issues, and how are you proposing to solve some of these things?
The issues specifically that we focus on have to do with the smart card programs associated with identity management for the federal government. Mm-hmm. And just to paint the context around the catalyst for this market, the U.S. federal government has determined that a smart card based on technology associated with what's called FIPS 201 mm-hmm. is the de facto identity token for all U.S. government employees as well as contractors to the U.S. federal government.
Right.
The key change that we see occurring is a change in investment and energy around the issuance and enrollment of the smart cards and moving more towards the usage of the smart cards for access to computer systems as well as access to facilities. It
sure.
will be the de facto everyday identity token for routine use for computers and facility access.
That's great. What are you guys particularly emphasizing at the show? Obviously, it touches on what you just mentioned. Are there any nuances to the product that you're really driving home at the show?
So our technology is broken into two segments. The first is software infrastructure that provides validation services across the population of smart card credential holders, mm-hmm. which is measured in millions. So it's a very scalable infrastructure. And then the second segment of our business are applications for usage of the card, applications that run on servers or desktops, as well as handheld devices and actually embedded within physical access control systems.
Sure. There are other people obviously doing some similar things. How would you differentiate Core Street from the rest of the pack?
Well, the way that we differentiate ourselves has to do with the scalability and the leverage of the technology across multiple card programs.
Mm-hmm.
The unique differentiator around how our technology scales and the ability to distribute identity proofs in a federated environment to put the decision authority in closer proximity to where transactions are getting done is a unique differentiator for us. The reason that this is important is because in a validation operation, you can't always count on having access to a communications infrastructure. So the ability to do this off-band or in a comms-out environment is a significant differentiator for us, and it is the chosen methodology that the government has adopted.
Right. Well, for government officials, government execs involved in security, what would be your advice to them these days dealing with some of these issues and looking at these solutions?
Well, I think that the government has made some tremendous strides with the programs that I mentioned earlier. I think that what we have to look forward to as an industry, those of us that service this space, are more and more use cases for the credential,
mm-hmm.
for applications that have to do with mustering, for applications that have to do with business to government or even government to citizen types of services. We believe that the methodology that's been employed by the government in terms of this strong authentication associated with the smart cards has use cases beyond what's already been anticipated today. So that's what we have to look forward to.
Fantastic. Well, listen, Chris, thank you very, very much for your time, and have a great show.
Okay. Thanks a lot.